Hello, welcome all. Today we are going to talk about migrating MariaDB cluster to ARM. So we'll try to first understand, is it worth migrating MariaDB cluster to ARM? And if yes, then what are the challenges or what how you can do it and what challenges you would face? So with that, let's get started. My name is Krunal Bhaskar. That's quick intro about me. I have been working in MySQL space for more than a decade now. In past, I've worked with multiple organizations like Percona, Oracle, MySQL, or Yahoo Labs, Kickfile, Teradata. I've been currently working with Huawei as part of the open source DB group, where I'm driving the MySQL on ARM initiative, which includes all kind of open source databases. And we are trying to make the complete ecosystem optimal for ARM. And I do blog, that's my blogging site. So with that quick intro, let's jump to our today's agenda. First, we will try to see growing ARM ecosystem. Then we will try to understand what is the state of MariaDB on ARM. And then we will jump to our main topic of why consider migration and how to migrate. And of course, we'll talk about open issues and challenges. I'm sure you have all heard about ARM. ARM processors have been widely used in different verticals. The primary being mobile and network equipment, but they are very commonly now found even in smart home appliances, automobiles, defense and space equipment. Something which has started gaining traction is a use of ARM processor in high performance computing. Now, all this was made possible in last couple of years. The ARM instances was made available easily through cloud provider. Huawei offers ARM instances, Amazon offer ARM instances on cloud, Oracle plans to offer it, Apple does offer it in form of desktop through their new M1 chip, Microsoft, there was a news that Microsoft is also working on the ARM chips. So the advantage of ARM processors has been they do consume lesser power, thereby reducing your total cost of ownership. And that's the reason why ARM is gaining so much of traction lately. Not only on the hardware front, even on the software front, almost all major OS provider now provide port for ARM with regular releases. Most of the leading software, including MariaDB, has been ported to ARM, and there are regular releases of these softwares for ARM. Beyond that, if you look at the developer and programmer interest, a lot of the new generation developers who have already been connected with the ARM community because they were trying things on kits like Arduino, Raspberry Pi, or they were working with for Android, are already joining this complete community, and they are going to just expand the ARM community further. So overall, it's pretty healthy ecosystem that is getting evolved around ARM. And that's why more and more users and developers and organizations are realizing the importance of ARM and have started to work towards porting their softwares to ARM. With that quick intro, now let's understand what is the state of MariaDB on ARM. So MariaDB on ARM, MariaDB has been releasing packages for MariaDB server on ARM for quite some time now. In fact, MariaDB was leader or the forerunner in this to start releasing packages. Not only does MariaDB release packages, they have accepted quite a good number of optimizations, and they have also done work on optimizations. And that way, MariaDB server is, we can say, is pretty kind of optimized for the ARM. Now, even today, when they do evaluate new feature, they, given that it is support, ARM is part of their support already. So they do evaluate this new feature, especially the performance feature on ARM with help of community. Currently, MariaDB offer packages for distros like CentOS and Ubuntu, and in upcoming days, this particular matrix is going to improve further, and MariaDB on ARM packages will be offered almost on all the other distros, making it on par with other architecture. Of course, bug fixes are looked with the same priority like other platforms. And performance, we are going to talk more about it, but on performance front too, MariaDB on ARM scales better compared to its other counterpart. Ecosystem in general around MariaDB on ARM is also growing. We'll also again have a small slide about it in the follow-up things. So overall, we can say MariaDB on ARM is complete, production ready. And if user are thinking of evaluating it or probably trying it, I think it's we can say so that it user can start using it. So if you talk about the ecosystem, since database rarely exists in standalone fashion, but server, of course, is the main thing, but there are a lot of other supporting components. So server, MariaDB server, as we know, is already offered. HA solutions, if you are looking for in form of Binlog replications or Galera clusters, that also are inherent to the MariaDB server. Maria Backup is there are packages available for ARM. Load Balancer, Proxy SQL, of course, there are packages again available for ARM. MaxScale is missing. Hopefully, by community push, MariaDB will start also port the MaxScale on ARM. PMM community has evaluated it along with Percona engineers too, and PMM does work on ARM. Connectors also is there. Percona toolkit, most of them are PerlScript and just work out of box. Again, community has evaluated them. So what is we can say all in all, if someone wants to run a full stack ecosystem using only open source software on ARM, then is that possible? And yes, it is possible. And from every category, we have at least one or two tools or softwares being available. And the good part is this is expanding. So as of now, you may see one tool in some categories, but maybe in upcoming days, you would see more tools getting added. Now, if user do care about running MariaDB server in form of, let's say, orchestration in using Kubernetes or Docker Swarm, then of course, both of them are also available on ARM. So, you know, it gives a pretty good confidence that any user can actually start running an end-to-end system completely on ARM. So with that quick, you know, discussion about state of MariaDB on ARM, let's now jump toward today's main topic of why consider migration. So I'm sure when we talk about migration, most of the users, SysOp, DevOps would consider that, oh, well, why should we migrate? Because migration, of course, has its own challenges. And then there are a lot of questions like, what if this happens and how do we migrate and all? So let's understand the motivation behind migration, right? So the biggest motivation here is the cost saving. So ARM is a different processor. So you can actually, if you want to study ARM performance, of course, we are going to talk about both the model, but the model which we are using here is the same cost model, or what we call as a CPM. So what we did here is we kept the cost same and all other resources same, and we allowed the compute power to differ. So for the same cost, we got two to 2.5x more cores of ARM. And fortunately, with this extra computing power, MariaDB on ARM was able to scale better. And as you could see, on all the use cases, MariaDB on ARM has, once it crosses certain scalability point, it has scaled. And in some cases, the difference is almost more than double. That's the magnitude of extra TPS user could get for the same cost just by moving on to ARM. Now, from developer perspective, just you know, trying to get back to the old model where we actually allow the cost to differ, you know, ARM being cheaper, we all know about it. But then if we keep the same compute power, or we give the same compute power to both the variants and along with all other same resources, and we try to compare the performance, then you would discover that ARM is powerful enough and it is able to be at least on par with its variant, or in some cases also beat its variant by some significant margin. Now, what it effectively means is that for the reduced cost, and which in some on an average, it shows that roughly 50% less cost, you could get the same TPS. So that extra 50% is more like a saving that you could yield out of it. Now, of course, we have just shown a couple of scenarios. We have tried it with other scenarios where there is more contentions, IO bound and all, and the picture is same. So what is the message that is coming out and why user should consider ARM is more TPS for same cost. So for the same cost, you can get more TPS. Of course, it turns out to be a saving in one way. Or if you want to look at the other way, more saving for same TPS. For same TPS, you could get roughly on an average what we are looking at as a 50% cost saving that you could get. So I think that is good enough reason for any user to consider why we should consider for migrating to ARM. Now, let's understand, now that we have convinced ourselves that, okay, well, you know, migration to ARM could be one of the good thing. We will be saving on, significantly saving on the cost front. So how do we migrate? Now, we all know that database rarely exist in standalone fashion. So they would exist in some kind of setup wherein it would be either a multi-master setup or a master-slave setup. And of course, there would be other components like backup load balancers, high availability monitoring and all. So it's important that we consider some of these aspects when we talk about, especially the setup when we talk about migration. So first, let's talk about multi-master setup. So multi-master solution, which is inherently offered by MariaDB server, is through Galera replication, wherein you could actually write and read from any of the nodes. And the protocol that is used for this internal replication is Galera replication protocol. Now, this protocol is completely independent of the architecture or basically what processor is being used. As long as the processor is speaking Little Indian, the stream will be able to interpret. And it doesn't matter whether you are running the instance on X processor or Y processor. So from that perspective, adding an extra instance of ARM should be a straightforward task. And it is. You can start booting up ARM instances and start joining them or pointing them to the existing cluster. And they will simply join. Fortunately, the solution itself has all the complexity taken care of, especially with joining of the new nodes and making sure that the dumps is and everything is restored. So if you have a multi-master solution, you just need to boot up a couple of ARM instances and they will be part of your cluster. Now, eventually, you can, of course, decommission the existing node. So migration for multi-master is pretty straightforward. Simply start booting and start working. Now, there are few challenges that everyone should be aware. And I would say not challenges, but some things to keep in mind. So, of course, if you have, I presume that the standard practice is to have odd number of nodes. You boot another odd number of nodes on ARM. That makes it even if you are going to retain the setup for some longer time for evaluation purpose, then that will create an even number of nodes, which is not recommended. So you may need an arbitrator. Overall throughput of the node depends upon the slowest node. In our case, this would be the old node, which are slower node. Because this time when you booted the new nodes, you based on ARM, you may be operating with double the computing power. And then you may be wondering, why is my performance not getting increased? And the reason, one of the reason could be that, your old nodes are kind of acting as a critical path. Additional nodes. So when we have three nodes, the commit latency was the commit has to get certified by the other two nodes. But when you have six nodes, the commit has to be certified by five nodes. So the commit latency is also will be a more. So if you are just going to do a comparison, it would not be an apple to apple if you're comparing three node cluster against six nodes. And depending upon which cloud provider are using, what kind of, not even the cloud providers who are offering ARM instances, it may not be available in the same AZ. Then you may have to boot it in different AZ. So all those aspects needs to get considered. It could, if you in case you are going for a geo distribution or something, then you there it's possible. Just that you will have to tune some parameters in your Galera MariaDB setup so that ensuring that you don't lose because of the geo distribution. So a complete alternative solution to that could be setting up a separate ARM based Galera cluster and linking it with the old cluster using async replication. This way there is the drawbacks which we discussed could also be taken care of, and this way you could independently evaluate the cluster completely based on ARM. Now, of course, it has its own challenges too, but this is an alternative setup. And whenever you have done with your evaluation and you decide to do a complete switchover, then you will have to carry out your master switchover protocol the standard way. And you can continue with your ARM-based cluster. Now, let's talk about master-slave setup. Now, this is a typical setup. Even in the previous setup, load balancer is there, but just that show it out explicitly. You would have master, you would have replica, you would have some kind of a MHA kind of solution for eventually if master goes off, then replica has to take over and all these things. Now, booting a extra replica based on ARM is pretty simple. You just have to take a backup and restore it, the same thing which you have been doing for existing replicas. And as I said, Maria backup is already available on ARM 2. So restoring and copy back and all those things will be possible. So you just take a backup from master or whether you take it from master or replica, whatever is the thing which you have been using, and restore it. And just start boot an instance on ARM, and you know that instance will then start acting as one of the extra replica for the existing cluster. That way you can boot more replicas, and what we suggest after that is probably you should add them to your load balancer and start directing your queries. This is a, like a stopgap step where you could now start evaluating whether ARM is, you know, kind of, you know, to get a confidence that is ARM able to perform to the stage which you are looking for. I'm sure it would be, and this is not, this being an async replication, it is not getting affected by, that, you know, if your ARM servers are fast enough, they will help you produce the better throughput. And of course, once you are convinced about it, you can actually go ahead, boot your standby master on ARM and do a switch over. Again, since most of these things are not the protocols which we have been talking about, whether it's Binlog or Galera, are not processor dependent, so there's no issues at all. And so basically adding new replicas or switching over or moving to a new setup is as good as just whatever strategy or whatever protocol you have been using for old days is the same thing. Nothing changes there. So isn't that simple? Indeed it is, right? So most of the people first, whenever we spoke to them first time, they said, oh, migrating to ARM, what is it, what would it take, what are the problems and all those things. And I think it is pretty simple. ARM is just a different processor, come from the same little Indian family, so shouldn't be an issue. No, but of course there are open issues and challenges. These are not like hurdles, but something which you should keep in mind when you evaluate, because I'm sure most of the user will first evaluate and then they will accept some things. So we want to make sure that for a fair comparison, you are aware of these important things. Now, if you're booting an ARM instance on a different cloud provider, then you should keep a watch on it, because your different, you know, sometime your local cloud provider may not provide ARM instances, and if you are if you want to add a different cloud provider, then you may actually think, oh well, should I do it, and then there could be an approval process and all. So that's the first thing you should remember, whether your provider provide it or not. Then the cross cloud moment is, if it's going to happen, then the data has to be secured. Most of the time the local data on data center, even though it is suggested to use secured communication, but sometimes user do use a normal communication. So, but when you are going to have a cross cloud moment, make sure your data is secured. Booting ARM instances in different AZ, so that also needs to be kept in mind that sometime, you know, the cloud provider may provide it, but as we said, not all cloud providers is providing ARM instances in all AZ. Maybe that will change as and when the more and more machines get added. But yes, so if in case you are going to spawn across AZ, then make sure you understand what effect it has on the overall system. Replication latency could be higher, again, because of the way the things would get placed. There could be increased latency, because if your application is located in one AZ or some part of the place which was closer to the old setup, and now your new setup is at a different place, then the latency could increase. Then reconfiguration of backup if you are going to continue using it. And do make sure, while most of the common tools and scripts are, sorry, common tools are already available, if you have anything which is custom tools or scripts, then check them out whether they are actually present on ARM. But on contrary, what do you achieve? As we already said, cost saving of average 50%. You know, a lot of user wanted to go and set up something in geo-distributed fashion, which was not possible before. But now that you have this extra thing, you could also explore that. There are increased replicas with more redundancy. There are users who have like hundreds and thousands of read replicas. Now, just either they can reduce the cost, or imagine that they can just double their capacity. Instead of 100 replicas, they will now have 200 replicas. This improved flexible topologies, right? So you could actually have a dedicated replicas just for backup purpose, which probably was not possible because of the restrictive things. You are adopting to a new improving technology where more number of cores are there, and it is just supposed to improve further, you know, as and when more things get added. And all that without affecting, of course, the end user and stability. And the good part is, you know, most of the data generating devices are already on ARM. So having the data processing device like databases on ARM would also make it complete. So you could actually have host everything under a single thing. More and more applications and softwares are now taking advantage of this extra compute power and cost advantage and moving things to ARM, including big data applications. So it could be really helpful. So with that, we will now open the session for Q&A. I hope you have understood, at least got the basic idea that moving or migrating to ARM is pretty straightforward and what advantage it has. And again, I would like to thank our organizer and sponsor for making this possible. You can remain connected. We have a blog and there is also a dedicated MariaDB Zulip channel, MariaDB on ARM. And you can, of course, follow the tweet. Thank you.